We have already been faulted for devoting too much attention on this program to Snakes on a Plane. That's the forthcoming movie whose title pretty much says it all, which means the movie probably doesn't say much. But it is an internet phenomenon, and Hollywood anticipates more boffo biz at the box office than even An Inconvenient Truth is getting. But for pilot Monty Coles of Cross Lanes, West Virginia, Snakes on a Plane is not just another Samuel L. Jackson vehicle. It's something that actually happened to him. Mr. Coles, a snake on your plane?
Correct. Last Saturday morning, I took off for just a nice, relaxing flight plan just to get out for a while, and a little head appeared through a hole in the instrument panel.
A little head appeared through a hole in the instrument panel?
Right. When I first saw it, I didn't think it could be a good sign, and then it came out about 4 more inches, and I couldn't grab it, so I smacked it with a handheld radio. He fell down out of the instrument panel, landed on my feet, so I grabbed him by the neck, and he immediately coiled up around my arm.
And the plane exactly at this moment was, you were aloft at this point.
Correct. I was about 3,000 feet and about 10 miles from an airport.
What did you do?
Well, having him under control at that point, I got closer and there were several planes that were doing touch-and-goes in the pattern. I asked for a priority on a runway so I could make a straight in, and everybody said, we'll be out of the way, and what's your problem? I said, I got a handful of plane, handful of snake. And you got the whole runway. So I landed and taxied up to the pumps, and a friend of mine was there, and he said, you know, you ought to carry the snake with you all the time. That's the best landing I've ever seen you make.
Now, did some hand at the airport say, oh, another snake in a plane incident?
No.
No one's ever heard of this one before.
I've really never heard of that, and I don't wish it on anybody. And I don't think that snake had ever flown before. He was about as scared as I was.
I hadn't thought of the incident from the snake's point of view. Mr. Coles, thank you very much for telling us about your chilling adventure with the snake on a plane.
Well, you have a great evening.
You too, sir. That's Monty Coles speaking to us from Dunbar, West Virginia, about what happened to him and his plane on Saturday morning.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.